Yesterday we spoke about how David HaMelech has this desire, Panecha Hashem Avakesh, Hashem, I just want your face. And therefore the next pasuk mentions the flip side. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat ba'av avdecha zosa yisi, al tichenu al ta'azveni leke yishi. Do not hide your presence from me. Do not turn your servant away with anger. You are my help. Do not forsake me. Do not abandon me, O God of my salvation. For any relationship to flourish, both parties need to be committed to its success and actively engaged in investing to make things work. So in our pasuk, David HaMelech is asking there should be no obstacles in the way of his relationship with Hashem. He begs Hashem not to conceal his face from him, and also asks that his own shortcomings shouldn't be the source of any divine distancing. This two-way process is the oxygen that fuels man's relationship with his Creator. Furthermore, David HaMelech points out that Hashem has a track record of always being there to help him attain achievements that were beyond his own ability. Think about it for a second. David HaMelech is the greatest king we've ever had. A man whose piety and wisdom, and you couple that with the military prowess and leadership abilities, will never be matched until Mashiach comes. That's pretty impressive. And you might expect a king to be arrogant and full of himself. But rather, instead of the arrogance that we'd expect of a monarch of his caliber, David HaMelech's humility is exceptional. He's well aware of his achievements, but he's humble enough to exclaim without Hashem, none of them would have been possible. This gives us food for thought. As we reflect on the year that's just gone by, we look at our successes and our achievements. We do well to emulate David HaMelech. Once we realize that our talents, abilities, and achievements are a gift from Hashem, we're able to restore harmony to the relationship between ourselves and our Creator. It's our own arrogance that leads us to forget Hashem, belittling His involvement in our lives. That's it. V'rom levavecha v'shachachta, says the Torah. You become arrogant, you forget Hashem. You forget that He's the one who's nosin chakayach las eschayil, gives us the ability to do anything, even to think of the ideas that actually end up being successful. And in fact, the Ramban in his letter to his son really, really brings out these ideas. And he says, once you've distanced yourself from anger, the quality of humility will enter your heart. This radiant quality is the finest of all admirable traits. Then he says, through humility, you'll also come to fear Hashem. When you think about all these things, you will come to fear Hashem who created you, and you will protect yourself from sinning and therefore be happy with whatever happens to you. Hashem, don't move away. Don't let things get in the way of the relationship that can obscure the clarity, that can affect the closeness. Obviously, Hashem was always there, waiting for us. We've got to make sure we don't do the things that would cause Hashem to cover His face, because we want to have an open relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one where things flow freely, where we can express ourselves freely, where we can feel that closeness, where we can feel His light being poured into us. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't conceal your face, Hashem. Please be there for us, however we conduct ourselves.